Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 7th chapter. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, 2 and 2, male and female, went into the ark with Noah as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons with them entered the ark, they and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. O Lord, have mercy on us. A sermon by Valerius Herberger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There is a limit to how long a pitcher can be taken to the well before its handle breaks. There's a limit to how long an ungodly man can work his wickedness before he is stamped out. No evildoer has yet gone on sinning for 1,000 years, for God always arises and rewards each and every one according to his labor. The people in the flood found this out too. All of the sudden, the ungodly found their faith in their hands and the water in their throats. For when the 120 years had passed, disaster struck. God waited 7 days exactly as he told Noah. Oh, dear God, that we may tremble before your threats and not cast your warning to the wind, lest like a fool we be made wise at our own expense. Help us also to rejoice heartily in your consolation and never to cast doubt on your words. For it is impossible for you to lie, Lord. You are not a deceiver of men. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will stand forever. If God is slow in bringing his grace and assistance, yet he does so with all the more splendor and magnificence. Observe how Jesus did not hasten to the daughter of the ruler of the synagogue in Capernaum, but he was delayed on the way by that woman who had the issue of blood. All the same, he took care of every last detail and missed nothing. Had he come earlier, he would have only healed a sick body. Because he came late, he raised a dead one. And this was far more glorious and splendid. In the same way, when God delays his wrath and punishment, even 7 days, he will be all the more stern and severe and take care of all that he seemed to have neglected before. This should be noted carefully in relation to our present passage. through his word, that is, through his dearest son. The eternal Father commanded Noah to get into the ship that he had built. Jesus then urged Noah on so that he would not be late. Finally, after Noah was inside, Jesus himself closed the door behind him, as Moses said, the Lord, that's Christ, shut him in. That Jesus Christ was fully at work here is proved by John 1:3. All things were made by him. In other words, Jesus has always acted as creator, not only during the creation of heaven and earth, but in every noble work by which God has revealed himself to mankind. Carefully contemplate here, then, the kind, faithful, and benevolent heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. He remembered Noah. When disaster was nigh, he warned him abundantly. He urged Noah on so that he would not miss the opportunity. And when Noah had gone inside and found no way to secure the door against the waters, Jesus shut it himself. He pitched, plugged, and plastered every little crack so carefully that not one drop of water could get through, and no wave, no gale, no jagged rock could harm the ark. Oh, how loving and tender and full of blessings you are, Jesus Christ. We often fall into such distress that, like Noah in the ark, we can only think, what will I do now? I've built the house. I've done this and that to the best of my ability. What do I still have to do? How can I secure the door? It can't be done from within, nor can I do it from without. Things have never been as bad as now. How will I make it through? All effort and toil is in vain. But this is my comfort. What Noah could not do, you did, Lord. What Noah could not reach, you reached for him. Like Noah, I too will do as I am commanded to the best of my ability and leave the rest to you. When I cannot find a way to do something, you will. You have the power to secure me in the cabin of my calling. On you I will rely, and my building will stand high. Dear Lord Jesus, make your old favor new for us every day, for we are poor sinners. Do not forsake us, Lord. Take us into your care when this world casts us off. Stand by us when the world attacks us. Urge us on by your Holy Spirit that we may escape all disaster. And do not let us miss or sleep through our opportune hour as we live in this body. Help us to serve you faithfully and to do what is pleasing to you, Lord Jesus, to rest and to dwell at peace in the vessel of our vocations, not to cry ourselves to death in difficult times, nor to shorten our lives by our own doing, nor to worry our hearts away, but to take comfort in the fact that you will shut the door behind us, enclose us in your grace, secure us from all adversity, and preserve us from all harm of body and soul, goods and honor. Thus far, Herberger.